Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 328. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Mammoth Penguins, and that song is called Strengthen My Legs, and you can find that on the band's album Hide and Seek, which came out on July 10th on Fortuna Pop Records. That is the project of Emma Koopa, who you may remember from the band Standard Fare. She's back with a different three-piece, I think moved from Sheffield to Cambridge, and now she's shifted over to guitar, but it is still unmistakable, wonderful indie pop. I've got lots of music for you this week, and it's kind of all over the place, and it kind of took me a long time to create, but we'll talk more about that in a bit. Let's just play some more music. This is Sea Pony with the song Every Day, All Alone.
Sleeping you. firefighter is weeping. The weeping firefighter has died inside.
See, when I told you I had music from all over the place, you thought maybe I meant like the whole podcast, not just that one song, but no. Lots of things happening there in that last one. That is Dog Paper Submarine with the song Weeping Firefighter. That came out on the album Signal from Kepler 22B. Came out also on July 10th on Small Bear Records, a band based out of Malmo in Sweden. And I think I found them when their label started following me on Twitter. So see, things like that actually happen. The chorus on that is fantastic. So very good. Maybe the best chorus all year so far. The album has a few winners and a few, I don't know, I wouldn't say also-rans, but yeah, let's just say it, also-rans. So give that one a listen. I think it's a buy your name your own price thing on Bandcamp, and that'll give you a way to sample and see if it's something that you want to support. I think you probably do. Before that, we heard from Sea Pony with the song Every Day All Alone. That's on the album A Vision, which came out July 31st on Hardly Art Records, a band from Seattle, Washington. And that is a very fine album. Nothing that jumps out and screams at me, and I've probably listened to that more than any other album over the last few weeks. Not because I like it better than every other album, though it is fine. It's just hard to find a track that stood out on that one. Just consistently good, never great. But that's kind of how things happen on the podcast sometimes. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's that simple. I don't plan anything out or think, hey, what should I play this week for people? Hey, if it got added to my music library this week, I'm going to play it for you. But hopefully I make good choices, make some good purchases, make a great podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's jump into more music now. We're going to calm down a little bit. Going here with Daniel Romano with the song Old Fires Die.
There's a cold, dark stare to my lover, and there's a big black mark on my soul. There was a time we were lost in one another, and now we're lost in the part of letting go. I know I'm a hard man to follow, and I know I'm the cause of all our pain, but when I'm home I just fade into shadows, and I'm lost in her thoughts when I'm away. She said, lay it on the line, let me know what's on your mind. Tell me, darling, where did we go so wrong? What do you get from loving me? Why is our marriage in danger? 'Cause I get more happiness from a bottle, and get more love from a stranger. I remember the days when we still had that flame, and it kept us both warm through the night. But you took up one thing, and I took up with another. Life passes, old fires die. She said, lay it on the line, let me know what's on your mind. Tell me, darling, where did we go so wrong? get from loving me? Why is our marriage in danger? 'Cause I get more happiness from a bottle and get more love from a stranger.
I left my big city dreams for a small town scene to try to live for love and have a new yard. I drove away on that October day with my man, my dog, and my guitar. I worked to pay for a place to call home, living in a little town outside of Austin. I grew a garden and I felt alive with the only kind of love that comes with comfort and time. And I fell in love with a stranger tonight, and I'm not feeling wrong 'cause I live that kind of life. Let me go and I'll let you know if I was wrong. And I resisted the plans, the stable things that I don't understand. I love the stars, but I miss the lights. Angel by day, but a queen of the night. And I fell in love with a stranger tonight. Feeling wrong 'cause I live that kind of life. Let me go and I'll let you know if I was wrong. I was wrong, I was wrong, I was wrong. That kind of life. Let me go and I'll let you know if I was wrong. If I was wrong.
September. The baby came the next December. So I got off of the road. It's the longest I've been home since I remember. I wake up earlier these days. Dress the kid and fix her eggs. And we'll walk down to the park. If it's nice out, there's a swing set where she plays. I'm not out looking for something. See me around. I've got a family now. drive all night, no stopping. Like a Batman with no Robin. And then sometime around dawn, I wake up with my seatbelt on, the sun cop knocking. I've seen a lot of wrecks and burnouts, and nights the crowds just didn't turn out. And I've drunk myself so ill, nearly gotten myself killed, more times than I would care to count. I'm not out looking for something. I haven't found. You won't see me around. I've got a family now.
Just gonna drift out on that one. That is Advanced Bass with the song Kitty Wynn. That's from the new album Nephew in the Wild, which will be out on August 21st on Ordinal Records here in the U.S. and Tom Labs some places, not sure where. That, of course, is the project of Owen Ashworth, who you may remember as Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone, based out of Chicago. That album didn't strike me at first, but then I listened to it a few times, and there's a tracks on there I really, really like. And there's one with Jody Wineman, who sings vocals, and she's worked with Owen in the past. And it's straight up, I don't know, kind of bouncy, poppy, magnetic fields. So it's a very different feel there. And there's another song on this album I really, really like as well. Had a hard time picking which one to play, but I thought let's be true to Owen here and kind of pick out some of the somber and relatively intense tracks that he seems to favor. Before that, we heard from Margot May with the song I Fell in Love with a Stranger Tonight. That's from her new album, I'm Not Coming Home, which was released July 19th on Double Shift Music. She is a singer-songwriter based out of Kansas City, Missouri. And before that, we heard from Daniel Romano with the song Old Fires Die, and that's from the album If I've Only One Time Askin'. And that came out July 31st on New West Records. He's based out of Welland, Ontario, and very much keeping that true country tradition alive. Between him and Nudie, I don't know what it is. Why are our real country only coming from Canada nowadays? Anyway, I'm about out of time, so I guess I should get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast number 328. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter, at SidMuchRock. Not sure what's new on the website since the last podcast, because it's been delayed a little bit. Life gets in the way sometimes. But there are photos and video up of the Warner Crispin Glover, Shure Vaughn, and Drugs and Addicts show that happened a few weeks back at Harling's. And there should be photos up there tonight. Oh boy, I'm so tired. When is there time? To put photos up from my trip to the summer camp fest on Saturday night at Harling's as well. Photos of Frontline Attack, of Fault Finder, of Thelma and the Sleaze, and who else? Somebody else I saw, and it's really sad I can't remember their name now. Sorry, punk rock band from Carbondale, I think they were. Oh, well. Anyway, photos are up there. Not much else new with the website. Been a busy boy. Looking at the concert calendar, the Arts and Crafts Festival, art films, bands, and craft beers is happening this weekend at the Screenland in North Kansas City. I'll be out there Friday to cover Art Deco and Honor Crispin Glover and New Rhythms. But I'll probably be out there Saturday as well. Who knows? On the 28th, you've got 7 Seconds playing at the Record Bar. On the 30th, Swerve Driver is also at the Record Bar. On 9-9, Mountain Goats, or more precisely, I think John Durnell solo is playing at the Lawrence Arts Center. I do not have tickets for that. I should probably figure out if that could still happen. On the 10th, I will be out in Lawrence for see Fiedler at the Bottleneck. Diet Sig playing at the Record Bar on the 14th. And on the 18th, The Cry is playing at the Riot Room. On the 20th, Best Coast at the Record Bar. And 25th, Addicts are playing at the Riot Room. I think that's with Sister Mary Rotten Crotch. On the 26th, John Velge and many others are playing at the Plaza Art Fair. The 7th of October, Built to Spill at the Bottleneck. Kraftwerk at the Midland. The 15th, Brown Show at Bottleneck. Boys Life and Giant's Chair at the Record Bar on the 16th. The 25th, Deaf Heaven on the 27th of Montreal. So starting to look into October a bit. Summer's nearly over, and some of you college kids are all the way back at it. And I already saw some tour lists that talk about CMJ, and I thought, man, it's that time again, isn't it? Anyway, I've rattled on long enough. I've got one track left to play for you this week. This is a track by Frank Turner. The song is called Get Better, and it's on his brand new album, Positive Songs for Negative People. That comes out on August 7th, or just came out on August 7th, rather, on Interscope Records. And of course, he's based out of London, and he continues to evolve ever bit so slightly. I don't think this one has a vast difference from the last album, but that's fine. He can keep making this album over and over again. As long as they're as catchy as this track, I don't think we can go wrong. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. This is Frank Turner with Get Better.
I got me a shovel, and I'm digging a ditch. I'm trying to get better 'cause I haven't been my best.
It's just a knot in the small of your back. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just a tune that got stuck in your head. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just some numbers tangled up in your soul.